Before you go on, Matthew, can you, we don't have a copy of that drawing you just submitted, did we, Shane?
Not that one, no.
We need to retain that copy for our record. You just leave it over by Shane's file.
I apologize, I don't want more. If you'd like, I can send down some more of this.
No, when you bring them down, you can take that back.
Sure.
We have to have one for the record. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, sir, no problem. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-59, Clement S. and Christie M. Legates.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district in Broadco 100, Sussex County, dividing 5.66 acres into five lots located at the northeast corner of the intersection of Road 319 and Road 250. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if he had any additional comments.
Mr. Wheatley, this application did not go through the technical advisory committee review. It's for strip lots. Back in November of 99, applicants created four lots by rate, and then further lots were required to go through the public hearing process. We do have a letter of no objection from DelDOT. Parcels A and B will have a combined entrance, and parcel C and D will have a combined entrance. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Okay, is there someone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Come on up and give us your name, and you can have the floor.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen. I'm Mr. Legates, and like was mentioned, I had 10 acres of lot. 10 acres of woods, and I sold four parcels off of it, and I'd like to sell the rest of it now. So have the survey. I think you have a copy of the survey and a letter of no objection from the state, and I'm here seeking your permission to sell, a lot every year or so for the next 3 or 4 years, if I could, if you have any questions.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And what type of houses would you anticipate being built in these lots?
Well, they're all they're going to be single-family houses. There's three houses already in that same wooded parcel. This here, 10 acres, is that are originally bought as woods, and there's three houses already there, just single-family houses, and that's what I anticipate putting in there. It would be conducive to what's in the neighborhood. There's across the street, there's a Sussex Acres development, which is all single family, and not too far in the other direction is Wagner's West Shore. So it'd be, and of course, I live down the street about 1,000 feet on the other side of the road, so it'd be in characteristic of what's already in the area.
And do you have a septic feasibility study?
Yes, I do. All the lots that are already there are all regular in-ground septic systems, and it was this here I have from Mr. Parker did it in 99, I think, before I sold any lots originally. And it's all the parcel. He did it as a whole 10-acre piece, not individual lots, and it was all subject to, in-ground septic gravity systems.
You're saying that was done 10 years ago?
Yeah, before this was done. This was done when the original, when I first got the property, and the people who have the other lots, the newest house there is probably 3 years old. It was all in-ground septic. But I don't have anything current on each of the proposed lots that I want to sell.
Okay. Is that a gravity system or an LPP system?
All just regular gravity.
Gravity?
Yeah, in ground. It's the ground was conducive to the regular gravity system. So.
I'm sorry. Good, sir.
And I was just going to say that across the street, I don't know if it'd be the Sussex Acres and all is the houses in the neighborhood. My house, which down the street, is all just gravity system. But the newest thing I have is like 10 years old, 9 years old.
Mr. Robinson, am I correct that where these are strip lots, we do not require the septic feasibility study?
Mr. Abbott and I were just talking about that. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And along with the same lines then, Mr. Robinson, given that these are strip lots, we don't have to worry about a stormwater management pond?
That's my understanding now, that wouldn't come into play. Same thing with restrictive covenants. That's one of the reasons why it didn't go through TAC. I mean, there's not like a common scheme here.
Okay. Thank you. And what are your plans for the residue, the 2.3 acres?
Well, I don't really have any plans for that. Hopefully somebody that buys one of them lots or somebody that already did it might want to buy it, or otherwise just woods. You know,
it could still be sold as a separate lot. Our application calls for 5. He's only labeled 4 of them, so that's the 5th lot.
So that's the 5th lot.
Okay. Yeah, the way the surveyor, which Mr. Marble is here with me, the surveyor, I had him come along in case there's any questions that I couldn't entertain. You know, we
thank you.
There's one lot that's an acre and, you know, 3 3/4, and then the residue was, you know, 2 and something. But I don't know if I don't have the driveway entrance from the state. The letter of no objection only included the 4 other lots and didn't include the residue. I guess I could have at the time, but I wasn't thinking about that. So, but, you know, if I could sell it eventually, maybe I would, you know. Right now, I'm just trying to get it divided so I can sell one. You know, I like to sell one a year or so, every once in a while.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Bert.
One question. Is it 5 lots?
That's the residue. So
the 4 fifth, plus the residue.
4
residue,
plus the residue.
The residue
will
is
be
the
a
5th lot.
Lot.
Could be sold as a lot, yes.
No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Gordon?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
No, sir.
Mr. Lang?
No question.
Mr. Couts?
Just for the benefit of the commission, the site is within the Milton Sewer CPCN and also within the Milton short-term annexation area. I don't know if you've had any discussion with the town about annexing, but
no, I haven't had any discussion with the town. I know it's separated from the town. It's not joining up to the town, but it's close to town.
Right, you get the small agricultural tract in between. Basically, it's the rail lines.
There's like a 100 yards of
agriculture
field, and then the railroad tracks, and then Wagons West Shore starts town.
But, you know, but down to this point is within the right. Short-term annexation area and within their CPCN.
This was a nice looking piece of property that people used to like to dump in it.
Yes, they did.
Thank you.
Still also do.
I didn't like picking up the trash for them.
Oh, clean it.
But I did. But I was really glad when somebody built a house there, so I didn't have to pick up the trash that people dumped there all the time.
Yeah, I know you were.
Very annoying, but
it is a nice track.
A nice track, yeah. Lane.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No question.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll stand by. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-59, Clement S. and Christy M. Legates? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-59? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.